But George, we've got weather. Brewing in the Gulf of Mexico is Tropical Storm Gordon.
That's right.
Well, because we are very good friends with Gordon, we have a telephone number for Tropical Storm Gordon. So let's give Tropical Storm Gordon a call this morning.
We're going to call a storm?
Here in the program, yes. We're the only show with this number.
What, the storm's just going to pick up?
Well, let's find out.
Hello?
Yeah, could we speak to Tropical Storm Gordon?
Oh, yeah. Hey, George and Greg. It's a real pleasure to be on with you guys.
Well, hey, it's great to have you on. I think this is the first tropical storm we've ever had on.
Yeah, it's a little unstable, you guys calling me, but I just want to say I'm a big fan of your show for a long time. Well, I'll say a long time. It's really only been a few days, but that's been my whole life.
Right.
I haven't been in this world very long, and I got to say, it's pretty beat being a tropical storm.
Pretty beaten?
Yeah, you're just hanging out over here in the ocean. I mean, just hanging out over the ocean. Nothing to do except gain strength. And there's no Wi-Fi, no typewriters, anything like that that you would expect a tropical storm to enjoy. Mm-hmm. It's spare is what I'm saying. Not a spare sack in groceries at a Jersey Trader Joe's. But pretty spare.
Oh,
y'all hear
thank you.
That?
Yeah, call back to an earlier story.
Thanks for being topical.
Hey, well, let me ask you, Gordon, when are you expecting to make landfall?
You know, so I got to say, believe it or not, I don't know exactly what my schedule is. I know that seems unbelievable to you that I wouldn't actually know where I'm supposed to be and when I'm supposed to be there. But I haven't looked at the schedule yet. But remember this, no matter when that human dildo Pete Delkus says that I'm going to make landfall, I'll be there about an hour after that. So
you just want to prove him wrong, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what do you think your wind speeds will be when you make landfall?
All right, now which one is this?
It's George.
Okay, all right, yeah. I've really been listening to your program hard this morning, and I got to tell you, I like what I'm hearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The best thing you guys do has to be that news segment. Y'all do around 7:15?
Yeah, Muse and the
really,
News.
Really funny, really informative stuff. Just a delight.
Wow. Well, thanks. I guess he's a topical storm.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny that you say that.
Thanks.
Yeah, George, to answer your question, I have sustained winds of 65 miles per hour, and you know how painful that can be, George, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you have the farts a lot.
What's that?
You have the farts a whole lot.
Oh, not more than any other human.
We're having fun time right now.
Oh, yeah.
Visiting with Tropical Storm Gordon here on the ticket. All right, so we figured when you're going to make landfall. What about rainfall totals?
Well, when you say rain, I mean, is it rain or is it the tears of Lee Harvey Oswald from heaven?
Boy, this is Tropical Storm Gordon.
That's what I like to call rain. No, I'm joking, of course. I think predicted rainfall is about 12 inches.
Wow.
12 inches, and the ladies that know me know that's about accurate.
So. Oh, God. Gosh. Well, I hate to ask this, but what is your cone of uncertainty as you make your way towards the Gulf Coast?
Doesn't that sound like such a made-up term, George?
Yes, it really
does. I hate
to
be doing radio with you right now, but that just seems like, I mean, I don't know. It seems made up.
What is it? Yeah.
Well, I tell you what's in the cone of uncertainty, whether Jean-Jacques Taylor was actually hacked on Twitter that time.
All right.
I mean, do you really think
this
he was
is
hacked?
Definitely Tropical Storm Gordon, if you can't let that go.
Or does his household just have some sort of low-rent food for sex exchange program? Like, come on. Like, you give me sex, and I'll give you a bag of Funyuns.
Yeah,
okay,
very
all
strange.
Right.
Maybe some seasoned ground beef delivered by Joyce DeWitt while she's being run through some sheetrock by Wilford Brimley. I mean, come on.
Man, boy, this is
really
the most
is.
Perfectly named storm
hey,
ever.
Y'all going to be at Fight Night last Thursday?
Yeah, we'll
be there.
We were there, yes.
Yeah. What's up with Urban Meyer? Is he on the hot seat? What's going on with that?
I tell you, we're going to have to let you go, I think, Gordon.
Hey, George, you just be glad this wasn't Tropical Storm Coco. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I know it. Well, hey, you guys call me a little bit later on when I'm hitting Mississippi. If
okay.
They have cell coverage at the time.
Yeah.
Sure. You'll probably be busy then. You still want us to call?
Oh, sure. I'm a big blowhard, but I always can talk to you guys.
Okay. All right, well, take care.
Hey, take care, guys.
All right, we'll see ya. That's Tropical Storm Gordon making his way towards the Gulf Coast.
Sounded so familiar.
It really did. Yes, it was a stretch.